All right, so I'm joined here in studio by the warden of MRC Pontiac, Jane Toller, to discuss the MRC meeting last night, specifically the discussion surrounding the residence mayor. Jane, how's it going?
Everything's great.
All right, so first off, can you tell me what you thought of the discussion last night? It seemed like there was a lot of sort of talking in circles and sort of back and forth. So how do you think the discussion went of the residence?
As I said at the end of the meeting, I think it's one of the best meetings we've had. It was much longer than most of our public meetings. And we had a lot of debate. We had many points of view. And that is democracy. And that is what I am trying to encourage. And that is also why I think our planning meetings should be public as well.
And so one of the things that came out there was that it seemed like there was a misunderstanding. They had been told by a certain employee that I'm not sure if is still around at the MRC or not, but that they had were approved for this money. It turns out they weren't. So do you think that they're operating in bad faith there, or is this did this seem like an honest mistake to you?
I think that the MRC is operating extremely well. We're talking about something that happened 2.5 years ago. At that time, we did not have a director of economic development. And the person that gave the information was a clerk and probably shouldn't have been given that responsibility. The point that I made 2.5 years ago, and I'll make it again, is that the mayor concerned, who was leading the project, knew that they had asked for $150,000 and he was asking about this additional $30,000, which would give them a total of $180,000. At the MRC Council of Mayors, there had only been three resolutions passed, one for $30,000, another for $60,000, and a third for $60,000. If you do the math, that totals $150,000, not $180,000. And so just the fact that he would ask a clerk, in my opinion, and I stated so at the time and I stated it again last night, it was his responsibility to come back to the Council of Mayors and say, there's something wrong. I'm being told I have an extra $30,000, but I know that this is incorrect, so I won't be taking it. And unfortunately, what happened is that, you know, this poor, it's an amazing seniors home, Residence Meilleur. It is such a great service to the Pontiac. It's a great example of successful housing for seniors. But I was trying to look at this and encourage the mayors to look at it in a simple black and white way, which is if money is given in error, which it was, it needs to be repaid. That's just the civil code. And also, I think that rather than being sympathetic to the situation, I don't think Residence Meilleur should ever have been put in that position. And again, I think that if the mayor involved had simply brought this to the Council of Mayors, then we wouldn't have even needed the debate last night. There would have been no question of repayment. What I was concerned about was that the resolution that was being presented said that they had been approved for $180,000. And that is why I kept on that issue of ensuring that before any voting took place, that we had the correct numbers. And so they did get corrected. An amendment was made, and it said a total of $150,000, not $180,000.
And that seemed to be the point of just a lot of confusion there. From what I saw from the mayors, they were saying, hey, we haven't seen this resolution or that resolution. It didn't seem like anyone was operating on the same page here. If you guys have been, like you said, discussing this for over 2 years or the past few plenary meetings here, how did it get to the public meeting at that point where it seemed like nobody was really operating on the same page or had all the information laid out in front of you? For example, Mayor Armstrong or Pro Warden Armstrong there was asking to get a lawyer opinion or to sit down. How has this not happened previously in plenary meetings? Why is this now just coming up at a public meeting? Like, should this not have been all discussed prior?
Okay, so you've asked me about three questions, I'm going to answer each of them. To begin with, the confusion. Of course, there was a lot of confusion. We have nine new mayors. We have nine people sitting at the table of 18 that were not there for that decision in March 2020. So that caused a problem. Secondly, It was the first time that we actually had read out the dates and the amounts of the three resolutions. In other words, the amounts of money that had been approved. And by the way, back in March 2020, all of the discussion was in private because it was all done at a planning meeting. And the only thing that came out publicly was the $30,000 needs to be repaid by an organization, and you had no details, and we weren't permitted to talk about it. It was all kept confidential. At this point, though, it does not need to be kept confidential. Once again, I want to say this has nothing to do with Residence Meilleure. They should never have been put in this position. And they are a group of volunteers working very hard. It's financially challenging for them, and I'm sure this is one extra expense they'd rather not have. And so the will of the room was, they won't have that hardship because there was agreement by a majority vote to take the money out of the surplus, which actually is from the other municipalities. It's from all 18 municipalities. That's just what it's called. It's called the shares. They all have a share based on their population, and it all goes into a pot. I think that the question about the I found it very helpful being able to say there were only three votes for funds to this organization. The first one was 30, the next one 60, the next one 60. If you had just looked at the resolution last night that had been in the I Decide, which is where the mayors can look ahead of time at notes for meetings, it looked as if there had been a vote for 30 and a vote for 150. So I'm really glad we got that clarified because that had been a bit of a mystery. So lastly, the question about the lawyer. We have an ethics lawyer that we have consulted. We were consulting him actually on the issue of conflict of interest because we have quite a number of mayors, maybe three or four on this board. And the way it works with ethics is that with an OBNL, you're a volunteer, you really aren't benefiting personally. But the issue is also perceived conflict of interest. I think it puts them in a very difficult position when they're working very hard to always raise money for this organization. They're not going to vote in favor of having to repay money. So, you know, it kind of ties their hands a little bit. So maybe the lesson for that is that it would be easier not to have elected people on OBNLs when we are also discussing finances for OBNLs. Better to have members of the community, business people, etc. So the final question about the lawyer, again, that resolution put forward by pro-warden Sandra Armstrong, I only learned of it that evening. And so when you have a motion to refer something, that needs to come before the actual resolution. Some mayors were saying, well, why are you voting on that first? Well, how can you refer something if you've already voted on it and decided it? So the first question was, will we refer this or defer this for another month to allow a lawyer to come and speak? Because Sandra had spoken to a municipal lawyer who said there were red flags and thought that more time should be given to this decision. And she was proposing that that lawyer would come and speak to us. But in the end, it was the will of the room not to have any further delays. My point was, this was a question of whether they would be paying something back. There had already been 2 years with no repayment. I didn't think another month delaying a repayment would matter, but it was the will of the room to, I think, just get this decided. And so the deferral failed, and then we went to the resolution. And then once we amended that resolution to get the correct numbers, totaling approved money of $150,000, then we rescinded the recommendation from March 2020, which meant we took away the statement that they would need to repay the $30,000, and then a decision was also made in that resolution to take the money from the surplus. And at the end of the day, I was just very happy to see it decided. I think there were members of the Residence Meilleure organization in the audience. There were a few former mayors who had voted one way or the other in March 2020. And I think that I was just happy to see that It was a majority vote. I didn't have to cast a deciding vote this time as I had to back in March 2020. And we dealt with it. But most of all, what was thrilling for me was we had an open public debate. Nothing was secret, nothing in private.
But again, like what I'm trying to drive at here is that we somehow arrived months after this has been discussed. This has been going back and forth between the members of the council here. And we arrive at a public meeting and there's, like you said, a resolution that isn't correct. How did it get this far? And why are we operating, like I said, what seems like everyone's operating in different bubbles of information here.
I'll just correct one thing that you've said, Caleb. It hasn't been discussed for months and months. What happened was in March, the board of Residence Meilleure came and spoke to us and discussed their challenges and that they would, you know, hope that they would not have to repay this money. So we listened to them. I think they came in February. We took a couple of months just to get everything in order, and then it came back to us in April. So we did have a bit of discussion about it at the plenary last week. The resolution that you're referring to was not prepared by the MRC. That was given to us by Mayor Gagnon. So I'm assuming it came with the assistance of Winston Sundstrom and the Residence Meilleure Board. So that was not prepared by the MRC.
Okay, fair enough. But like I said, it seems like some of the mayors there were, specifically Mayor Beauregard, and from what I recall, Mayor LaFleur from Otter Lake, there were seeming like that, like they didn't have documents or they didn't have access to some of the information there. So
that is the first time they say they had asked for it previously. There had been a file on this that had gone missing, we thought, but the file was rediscovered. So now we do have all the information. So I think the best plan would be to provide all of the information, copies of it, to any mayors that are interested in seeing it. But it's kind of after the fact now, we've resolved the issue. I think it's important just to move forward. We have so many other things that we can talk about and so many other initiatives, and that's been resolved.
Yeah, like I see, it just seems like a communication breakdown, especially over, like you said, it's $30,000 from 4 years ago.
You and I
ago.
Are not going to agree on this.
Yeah.
I really like to keep things positive and constructive.
Okay.
So I've explained the confusion last night. In the end, everyone left with it clear in their minds, and they voted accordingly, and only two mayors in the end opposed it. I can tell you something else. Since that meeting, I've had feedback from many members of the public, in particular, Louis Hervé, saying that he thinks we should have a referendum to ask that the planning meetings go in public. To that, I will say I'm already motivated to do that. And what I'm going to, so we don't need a referendum, but it was a good idea. I would love to hear from the members of the community if they would like to see all of our meetings in public. We still have the opportunity, if there was something really confidential or personal that needed to be discussed, to, you know, just go into camera for a short period of time. But the majority of the meeting of the planning, I would like to see now in public. And what I'm trying to find out, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, is are there any MRCs in the province of Quebec that are currently meeting in public for their planning meeting? If not, then we can be the first. And I think that will be very exciting. And I've asked for a meeting with the premier, actually to speak to him in specifically about energy from waste and the opportunity that the Pontiac has. And I would like to be able to tell him that we've made a decision partly based on the Charbonneau Commission of 2011's recommendation that municipal meetings should be more open. And it's because this is the level of government that is closest to the people. And it's the most interesting level of government that affects everyone's daily life. And I would love to see our meetings packed with people. I would love it. We had quite a bit of an audience last night, and that was, you know, when we have an audience, I think we all do our best.
I mean, on the other hand, too, it can also lead to, you know, like grandstanding or playing to the audience to an extent.
Oh,
you
yes.
Know
what I mean? I've seen that in my former days. We talked about
arguments in bad faith and that sort of stuff, too. So it does lend itself to that as well.
No, there is someone chairing the meeting, and I won't let that happen.
All right.
And for the most part, I find people in the Pontiac very well behaved.